Record your pizza dreams. I was talking to a friend today who said they were dreaming a lot. I asked, "Do you record your dreams?" She answered, "No, because they're just about things I've been doing with my baby." I believe we should be mindful of all our dreams, even pizza dreams. Funny how we discount dreams because they are outlandish, weird, and bizarre. We also discount our dreams which are ordinary and every day. What if I decided to ignore dreams where people were speaking English? Because that's my everyday language. What if I decided to ignore dreams with people I know? Because they have an everyday place in my life. Certainly, dreams can come from too much pizza. This reality is found in the Bible. Ecclesiastes 5:3 says, "A dream comes when there are many cares." Things which occupy our thoughts during the day often do so at night. This is the gift of God. We should be aware, for the night may show the everyday in a new light. I've had dreams at night where I was exhausted and our dog Tucker was part of the action. It was a reflection of the day. I was working hard, stressed too much, and it was showing up in dreams. Tucker was there as an emblem. I was tuckered out. I've had undeniable God dreams. I've also had wrestlings with real demonic powers in the night. But many of my dreams are from the pizza genre. Still, if I take time to write them down, I get lessons like, don't eat a lot of pizza before going to bed. Don't overstress about things. Get your rest. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Every night before I go to sleep, I set my pen and paper at the head of my bed. I pray, Lord, in the night with dreams, and in the day with visions. The Lord has answered that prayer thousands of times, often with pizza dreams. Don't ignore them. This is Stephen C. Johnson with LandingStripEnterprises.com.